Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Activity 1. Which picture are they talking about? Listen to items 1 to 4 and choose the best answer, A to F, for each item. There are two pictures that you do not need. One.
So, you can see that it looks just like a road, because it's so straight. But of course, it's a water passage, cut into the land, allowing the ships to pass through.
Two.
It was built of iron and used both steam and sail. It sailed across the Atlantic Ocean, carrying many poor people from Britain who wanted to start new lives in America.
Three.
It stands 35 meters high from the surface of the sea and was built to warn ships of the dangerous rocks nearby. Its light can still be seen from more than 50 kilometers away.
Four.
This is one of the famous landmarks of New York, joining the two parts of the city. When it was built in 1883, it carried horse-drawn vehicles and even trolleys. Now, of course, it carries cars. But people and bicycles can also use it to cross the river.
Listen again and check your answers. One.
So, you can see that it looks just like a road, because it's so straight. But of course, it's a water passage, cut into the land, allowing the ships to pass through.
Two.
It was built of iron and used both steam and sail. It sailed across the Atlantic Ocean, carrying many poor people from Britain who wanted to start new lives in America.
Three.
It stands 35 meters high from the surface of the sea and was built to warn ships of the dangerous rocks nearby. Its light can still be seen from more than 50 kilometers away.
Four.
This is one of the famous landmarks of New York, joining the two parts of the city. When it was built in 1883, it carried horse-drawn vehicles and even trolleys. Now, of course, it carries cars. But people and bicycles can also use it to cross the river.
Activity 2. Read items 5 to 7, listen, and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you very much for coming this evening to discuss with us this very important next stage in your children's education. Now, in this evening's presentations, we'll outline how we're going to be preparing your children for the exams that they will take at the end of next academic year. I am the head teacher, and I want you to know that I will always make time to meet with you whenever you have any kind of question or problem. Now, as you see, there are some other people up here on the stage beside me, and you're going to hear from them as well. Here we have Mrs. Saunders from the Science Department and Mr. Ford from English and Languages Department. Now, they're in charge of this section of the school, and they're going to be working very closely with your children throughout these coming 2 years. So it's very important that you get to know them well. So now, I'm going to...
Listen again and check your answers.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you very much for coming this evening to discuss with us this very important next stage in your children's education. Now, in this evening's presentations, we'll outline how we're going to be preparing your children for the exams that they will take at the end of next academic year. I am the head teacher, and I want you to know that I will always make time to meet with you whenever you have any kind of question or problem. Now, as you see, there are some other people up here on the stage beside me, and you're going to hear from them as well. Here we have Mrs. Saunders from the Science Department and Mr. Ford from English and Languages Department. Now, they're in charge of this section of the school, and they're going to be working very closely with your children throughout these coming 2 years. So it's very important that you get to know them well. So now, I'm going...
Activity 3. You will hear three people calling the police station to report a problem. After each listening, choose the best answer A, B, or C for each item. Read item 8. Listen and respond.
Yeah, I noticed this morning it wasn't here. I went down to leave for work and it was gone. Now, I parked it near my building. Yeah, yes, of course, I'd locked all the doors and the windows. Of course I did. And I had an alarm system, but that didn't go off because I didn't hear anything in the night.
Read item 9. Listen and respond.
No, it must have been 11 o'clock. No, yeah, I got home around 12 and, yeah, it will... Look, they've taken money. I had some money around. My wife's jewelry is gone. My laptop, and I had a lot of, you know, important information on it. Even my TV set, it's crazy. No, I didn't have an alarm system instated. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know what to do. Okay, fine, I'll come by and file a report.
Read item 10. Listen and respond.
I can't stand it any longer. I need you to come and do something immediately. I've asked them repeatedly to turn it down for like 100 times. I just can't sleep. Every single night it's the same thing. Last night the music was so loud that the windows were shaking. It's driving me completely mad.
Listen again and check your answers. Read item 8. Listen and respond.
Yeah, I noticed this morning it wasn't here. I went down to leave for work and it was gone. Now, I parked it near my building. Yeah, yes, of course, I'd locked all the doors and the windows. Of course I did. And I had an alarm system, but that didn't go off because I didn't hear anything in the night.
Read item 9. Listen and respond.
No, it must have been 11 o'clock. No, yeah, I got home around 12 and, yeah, it will... Look, they've taken money. I had some money around. My wife's jewelry is gone. My laptop, and I had a lot of, you know, important information on it. Even my TV set, it's crazy. No, I didn't have an alarm system instated. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know what to do. Okay, fine, I'll come by and file a report.
Read item 10. Listen and respond.
I can't stand it any longer. I need you to come and do something immediately. I've asked them repeatedly to turn it down for like 100 times. I just can't sleep. Every single night it's the same thing. Last night the music was so loud that the windows were shaking. It's driving me completely mad.
Activity 4. You are going to hear Megan talking about her experience as a student at university. Read items 11 to 13, listen, and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item. So, Megan, you graduated. Congratulations. You studied in England, right?
Yes.
Wow. How was it?
Well, it was very inspiring. I'm very happy that I went there for my undergraduate. I feel it was the best education I could have received in my subject.
Wow.
I'm very, very happy and fortunate to have gone there. Well, it was a lot of hard work. You know, you were writing one or two essays every week and for each essay, you were reading about 10 books.
Wow.
So you have to be prepared. You have to be dedicated, that's for sure.
Oh, what?
You have to be passionate about your subject to be there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
and,
yeah.
Well, education, which is what I study, the theory of education and its place in society.
Okay.
I'm very, very passionate about that subject. And I feel so fortunate to be in an environment where the people around me were just as passionate. Well, not only my peers, but also my tutors and my professors.
Mm-hmm.
And I received so much support from them.
Listen again and check your answers. So, Megan, you graduated. Congratulations. You studied in England, right?
Yes.
Wow. How was it?
Well, it was very inspiring. I'm very happy that I went there for my undergraduate. I feel it was the best education I could have received in my subject.
Wow.
I'm very, very happy and fortunate to have gone there. Well, it was a lot of hard work. You know, you were writing one or two essays every week and for each essay, you were reading about 10 books.
Wow.
So you have to be prepared. You have to be dedicated, that's for sure.
Oh, what?
You have to be passionate about your subject to be there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
and,
yeah.
Well, education, which is what I study, the theory of education and its place in society.
Okay.
I'm very, very passionate about that subject. And I feel so fortunate to be in an environment where the people around me were just as passionate. Well, not only my peers, but also my tutors and my professors.
Mm-hmm.
And I received so much support from them.
Read items 14 and 15, listen, and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Received so much support from them.
Wow, and did you have a social life?
Well, a lot of people ask me that. You see, for most of the students, their first priority is their work.
Okay, I see.
And social life does come second.
Uh-huh, I see.
And it wasn't unusual for many people to not come out on the weekends because they had a deadline to meet on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't make them feel too bad about it, because we were all doing that. But the people there are wonderful. Obviously, any university you go to, you're going to make friends and have a good time.
Right, yeah, well. And how about the environment? I hear it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. It's a lovely, lovely small town very close to London. And there are some amazing things to do there, such as going punting, you know, on the river, such as going to hear Evensong at King's Chapel, and the buildings are very beautiful.
Wow. Listen again and check your answers.
So much support from them.
Wow, and did you have a social life?
Well, a lot of people ask me that. You see, for most of the students, their first priority is their work.
Okay, I see.
And social life does come second.
Uh-huh, I see.
And it wasn't unusual for many people to not come out on the weekends because they had a deadline to meet on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't make them feel too bad about it because we were all doing that. But the people there are wonderful. Obviously, any university you go to, you're going to make friends and have a good time.
Right, yeah, well. And how about the environment? I hear it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. It's a lovely, lovely small town very close to London. And there are some amazing things to do there, such as going punting, you know, on the river, such as going to hear Evensong at King's Chapel. And the buildings are very beautiful.
Wow. Activity 5. You will hear 5 people describing problems with different objects, items 16 to 20. Write down the object they are talking about. Example.
It's blowing air, but it's cold air. Can I borrow yours, please? I'm meeting friends in an hour and I can't go out with messy hair.
It won't start at all. I turn the key, but nothing happens. I don't know, maybe it's the engine, maybe it's the battery, but I just want to go to work. Please, do something.
It's not cooling at all. I'm going to have to throw away all the food because it's going to go bad in this heat.
18. There's picture but no sound. Please see if you can fix it because my favorite program starts in half an hour. 19.
I can't open or print any documents, and the screen keeps freezing. All my information is on it, so I really have to get it fixed.
20.
No, there's no line at all. I can't make any calls. Have you paid the bill? Or maybe they've cut us off.
16.
It won't start at all. I turn the key, but nothing happens. I don't know, maybe it's the engine, maybe it's the battery, but I just want to go to work. Please, do something.
17.
It's not cooling at all. I'm going to have to throw away all the food because it's going to go bad in this heat.
18. There's picture but no sound. Please see if you can fix it because my favorite program starts in half an hour.
19. I can't open or print any documents, and The screen keeps freezing. All my information is on it, so I really have to get it fixed.
No, there's no line at all. I can't make any calls. Have you paid the bill? Or maybe they've cut us off.
6. You will hear 5 people describing different kinds of celebration, items 21 to 25. Write down the occasion they are describing. Example.
Yes, 50 years. Can you believe it? They've been married for 50 years. So we had a huge party to celebrate with all the children and grandchildren there with an enormous cake with 50 in big gold letters.
We're organizing it in secret. She doesn't know anything about it. It's going to be on May the 9th, and she'll be 18 years old. I'm going to make her favorite cake. But if you could bring some balloons and other decorations, that would be great.
22.
Well, it's my favorite time of the year. I love decorating the house and the tree and buying presents for everyone and seeing all the lights and decorations in the streets. And everyone's being so happy and singing the traditional songs and carols.
23.
Yeah, we had it in August at St. Peter's Church and all the family came. The baby looked lovely, but she cried and cried all the way through, especially when the priest put her in the water. Her godmother got so upset, but she was fine afterwards, and we had a brilliant party.
24. Here in Greece, it's our most important celebration and the time when all the family gathers together. The highlight, though, is on the Saturday night, when we all go to church and wait for the priest to light the holy candle at midnight, and then we take the light back to the house. And then the next morning, we roast the lamb outside and spend the day eating, drinking, and having a great time. 25.
It was held at the bride's village, and they had about 200 guests, and we all had a fabulous time. The church ceremony was in the lovely village church, and then the reception was held at an amazing hotel on the beach. The couple didn't leave for the honeymoon until 2 days later, so we were able to spend time with them, which was great, as we hadn't seen them for a long time.
21.
We're organizing it in secret. She doesn't know anything about it. It's going to be on May the 9th, and she'll be 18 years old. I'm going to make her favorite cake. But if you could bring some balloons and other decorations, that would be great.
22.
Well, it's my favorite time of the year. I love decorating the house and the tree and buying presents for everyone and seeing all the lights and decorations in the streets. And everyone's being so happy and singing the traditional songs and carols.
23.
Yeah, we had it in August at St. Peter's Church and all the family came. The baby looked lovely. But she cried and cried all the way through, especially when the priest put her in the water. Her godmother got so upset, but she was fine afterwards, and we had a brilliant party.
Here in Greece, it's our most important celebration and the time when all the family gathers together. The highlight, though, is on the Saturday night when we all go to church and wait for the priest to light the holy candle at midnight. And then we take the light back to the house. And then the next morning, we roast the lamb outside and spend the day eating, drinking, and having a great time.
It was held at the bride's village, and they had about 200 guests, and we all had a fabulous time. The church ceremony was in the lovely village church, and then the reception was held at an amazing hotel on the beach. The couple didn't leave for the honeymoon until 2 days later, so we were able to spend time with them. Which was great, as we hadn't seen them for a long time.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.